She looked at my father-in-law and she said, "You ain't leaving and going to church without me." Barely able. If I remember right, she couldn't, was so weak in her heart, she couldn't raise her hands up. It drained her of her strength to even fix her hair, and her arms would fall back down in her lap. She looked at Ford, her husband, and said, "You're going to take me to church. If you've got to put me in a wheelchair, I'm going to the house of the Lord." And Brother Anthony, in 2411 Montgomery Avenue in a Jewish temple, they had built a ramp up all alongside right here to come around and come into the front door. Church time rolled around. My father-in-law pulled up the car in the back of the church. Sister Missy, reach over there and get my mommy-in-law, open the door and lift her. Fold out that old wheelchair and set that blessed prayer warrior down in that wheelchair. And I've been out there and look at the end. I'd stand right there and look at the end of that ramp all the way back to that back parking lot. And I could see Ford Evans, Mary's dad. And I'll never forget that. I'm pushing that wheelchair with my mom-in-law in that wheelchair. Hallelujah. Come around the corner to come in the front door and a big smile. You can see the paleness in her face, being weak from a heart attack. And my father-in-law would push her all the way up and set her right here in the front of the church. Don't you tell me they ain't strength and power in the Holy Ghost. And we would be up singing, and the music would be a playing, and the power of God, I saw it coming on Sister Evans, and she would rise up, hallelujah, out of that seat and begin to raise her hands and to praise the Lord. It came from a willpower. It came with a determination, and the Holy Ghost would come on to her, and she'd have everybody to stop the music and stop the playing and the singing. She said, "I want to have a healing line. I want to pray for people." Hallelujah. God wants your head. He wants your mind. He wants a made up mind. He wants your hands and your feet. And Brother Ron Evans would stop the service and they'd go over there and get her and help her up. And she'd get that anointing oil and get in her hands. Hallelujah. All over her hands. And we would form a line and she'd lay her hands on you. And the power of God would be so weak going through you. I've seen people lay it all over the floor. What is it, Lord? It's the Holy Ghost. What is it keeping me alive? It's the Holy Ghost. Give him a praise offering this morning. God took a vessel, and you still use the hands and the feet. Because a mind was made up. Man alive, I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. I've just got to make up mind. I'm a vessel, Lord, I'm a vessel. You don't have to let a thing get you down. You don't have to let a thing weary you. Woo! Hallelujah to God. God's called you. He's blessed you. He's put abilities and talents in you. That's the reason the enemy fights. It's not so much you he wants to stop. It's not so much me he wants to. Yeah, he'd like to destroy me. Yeah, he'd like to snap my breath out. But it ain't so much me. You know what he wants to stop? He wants to stop the ministry. Yeah. He wants to stop the call of God. Yeah. If he can get me to quit or give up, slack up, then where's the ministry reaching out? Where's the hands reaching out to others? Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, keep right on going. God, use these hands, use these feet. Send me, use me, Lord. Oh, God. The devil wants to stop the anointing. It's the head where the vision is. Ain't that amazing? It's where the vision is. What you see, what you hear is in the head. Satan well knows through the ages of experience, he ought to know, he's brought many people down.
by experience that man's strength lies in the head, where the sight and the hearing are. This, what you see and what you hear and what you listen to affects the spirit man. It affects the spirit man inside. Stay with me. This is where the enemy of our soul works. If he can weaken you here, he weakens your hands and your feet in God's service. This is where he strikes. He knows if he can afflict and bind the mind, he's got you right where he wants you, spirit, soul, and body, that you won't happily serve God. If you want to knock a man out, you go and hit him in the head. The devil uses what you see and what you hear. And if he can discourage you here, he knows your hands will go limp. I'll probably close this here. This thing's bigger than I am this morning. Y'all ready? Whether you realize it or not, we are right now in a propaganda war. Stay with me. If you want to change a culture, change their way of living and the thoughts, their thought patterns, and change their ideals and the way they think, you constantly feed them the same images and lies over and over.
Right.
Stay with me. Satan owns the media. That's the truth. The principalities rule, and the powers of hell rule over the airwaves. If you want to incite hatred and cause rebellion and riots, you anger the people by playing the same video clip over and over and over, showing a police officer killing or wounding someone. You play it over and over till the crowds take to the streets to riot and to burn and destroy. Satan knows what he's doing, and this is the modern day Mediaites, not the Medianites. Owned and controlled by the powers of darkness. Satan creates madness. It's him that separates. It is him that divides and destroys with images of hate and fighting and war. The devil does the same thing to create panic and fear. It's images, news clips, the voices behind it. You can cause people to do anything you want them to do by causing great fear. They'll even surrender their liberties for government control under a banner of promised peace. This is what communist countries do to control their people. The whole population bows to its dictator by continual doses of propaganda. If you want to turn people against a good leader, are y'all ready for this? You constantly vilify them, lie on them, accuse them, and paint the worst picture you can in people's eyes on them to get them voted out of office. If we don't pray in this next coming of election and Jesus tarries his coming, you ain't seen persecution yet like you're going to see coming in the door. I'm just here to warn. God made me a watchman on the wall. I know what I see and what I feel. Jesus, would you come? Would you raise your hand right now? Lord, if we ever had a desire in our heart to make it, God, and go to heaven, would you come? Come, Lord, come quickly. Get people ready that's wanting to get ready and get them in. And come, Lord Jesus. Listen, listen close. I'm here to tell you that socialism, which is government control, is on America's doorstep. Donald J. Trump is standing in the way of the liberals wanting to bring it in. The Democratic Socialist of America is in the White House now, and the Democrats. We need to pray and intercede for our nation in this upcoming election. Our Constitution of human rights and our religious rights are being challenged in the courts and even beginning to be dismantled. A movement in Washington, the Democratic Socialist of America, said socialism is almost here. Vote us in. Hang on. You're going to cherish your church before it's over. You're going to cherish your brother and your sister, your brother and sister in Christ that has the Holy Ghost in them. It's going to be worth more to you, mean more to you than $1 million. God has not forsaken His church. Raise your hand. He has not forsaken. He knows exactly where His jewel is in this corrupt world that we're in. Woo! Holy Lord, holy Lord. America under President Trump is the only nation standing in the way of globalism and one world government. That's the reason the UN even wants him out. The Democrats are for socialism and the New World Order. They want this nation's sovereignty and its national borders to come down and merge us into a one world economy. And you know what's after that? It's a one world religion under the Antichrist. We have to be close and near the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a looking for the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ to come from the glory world and to get us out of here. Hallelujah. Brother Earl, I used to do prophecy updates when I went to church in Ashland. I probably do it once a month. Prophecy updates and keep people in the know of what's going on. God would help me and He'd feed me. Do you know how Adolf Hitler rose to power in Germany in 1933? Over a population over 89 million people. He had such, he was anointed by the powers of hell and darkness. He had a power about him. Multitudes, and I've seen the little video clips, multitudes, millions in the street, and they'd march in perfect line. But bleachers everywhere full of people, you could hear a pin drop when that man came to the microphone to make a speech. Hail Hitler. Hail Hitler. They thought Hitler was the Antichrist. I'm going to tell you, when this real man of sin arises on the world stage, I believe he's right in the wings. I believe he's right in the shadows getting ready to take the world stage. Come on. The devil knows all this has been planned from the very beginning. He wants to crush the world's economies. And when he crushes them and brings them down to nothing, out of chaos comes the new world order, a new money system. And it will turn into having a mark and a chip implanted in the body. You won't buy, you won't sell, you won't travel, you won't go nowhere unless you have the mark of the beast and the number of his name in your forehead or in your right hand. Right. We have to be real close to that. Little Jonathan told me, if I'm wrong, you correct me. He went to Field and Stream, looked around, and they told him, we ain't handling change anymore, quarters and dimes and nickels. So how are we going to pay for it? Did he say? Order online? Order with a piece of plastic? Our currency is being voted on in our nation's capital, whether to do away with all currency. And what better time to do it than when the pandemic is here, of money passing and the notes passing, the coronavirus? And the money that you put in your change pocket, we're close, children, to the very end. Raise your hand. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, God. I pray to get ready this morning. I want to go back with Him when He comes, don't you? Amen. Come on. 89 million people. The people of Germany. Listen, right here it is. The people of Germany were starving under poor economic conditions, and Hitler took down his opposing political parties by offering the people help. He was a very gifted speaker. The German people were discontent. Look at America. And they looked to this gifted politician, Hitler, to turn their economy around. Listen to me close. The devil possessed this man to control the people. He wrote a manifesto. If y'all don't get nothing else out of this message this morning right here, y'all ready for this? He had a plan. He wrote in 1925 and 1926 and would take that leadership in 1933. This was his goal, but he didn't know that the powers of hell, that was Satan's goal through him to control people and conquer the world. His manifesto that he wrote just a few years, it's called the Hitler's Mein Kampf. Listen to me close. This is Satan's avenue to captivate, capture, and control. You go for the people's minds. The devil uses mind control. This is what Hitler wrote, quote, "If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually the people will believe it." End of quote. Quote, "By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven as hell or an extremely wretched life as paradise. It's not the truth that matters," Hitler said, "but it's the victory." End of quote. This is where we are right now in America. And if we don't pray and Jesus tarries much longer, our blessed nation and freedoms as we have known it will be gone. God help us. We cannot hide our heads in the sand any longer. We are at the end, and only God can save us. When socialism, which is communist rule, when it comes to power, the beast comes out. Bernie Sanders got voted. He lost the primaries. So Biden is right in his footsteps now, and he's for socialism and bring everybody into a one world government. Oh God. I want to tell you this morning, Satan will stop your feet from marching on and fighting for victory.
Yes.
He'll hinder your service for the Lord. Did you know that how you think affects the rest of your body? A strong mind and a strong will will strengthen and sustain your whole body.
That's right.
Can you say this morning, "Lord, would you strengthen my mind and strengthen my hands and strengthen my feet? Help me, Lord, to keep on working until you come." Listen. Ecclesiastes 9:10, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." Everything you got.
Do it with thy might.
Put all your heart in it. What's God saying this morning? You got to keep on going. Don't you slow up now. We're almost home. Paul told the children of God in the Corinthian church, listen, 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord," your labor is not in vain. Your work is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No time to let up, Brother Anthony.
Not in vain.
I'm going to try to wind this down. Paul wrote the Thessalonian believers, listen, "Be not weary. Be not weary in well-doing." He told the Thessalonians that. He said, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means." Paul was telling them, "Do you all know? Don't you realize what's keeping me going in my trials and the reason I keep on fighting? Because my God has given me peace and hope down in my heart. That's the reason I keep right on going. The reason that I keep right on fighting." Hallelujah to God. To the Galatians, and he wrote that to the Thessalonians, to the Galatian saints, Paul exhorted the whole church, Galatians 3:11, "The just shall live by faith." Christ is all you need. Don't you turn back to the law. The law cannot save you. Don't you let anyone bewitch you and get you discouraged and get you to turn back to the weak and the beggarly elements of this old world for your answer. Hallelujah, your trial. It's not in this world. Your answer is in God. Paul told the Galatians, don't look at what's going on around you.
Amen.
Don't get your eyes fixed on others. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't look at our government.
No.
Don't listen to the leaders, politicians. They'll discourage you and pull you away from God. If you listen to the bad and believe the false, it'll take away your faith in God. Some of you, Paul said you did run well. But who did hinder you? Somebody got in their way, didn't they? Somebody talked to them, didn't they?
Yeah.
That you stopped believing and obeying the truth. Oh, Galatian church, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Listen now. Paul told the Galatians also, be not weary in well-doing.
Well-doing.
Would you stand with me? You that are able. If you can't, that's fine. Be not weary in well-doing.
Well-doing.
The word weary here means tired and exhausted. You're tired of the struggle. You're exhausted from the fight. You're mentally drained, which in turn drains the very life of God and the strength out of you, and you lose heart. Paul goes on, for in due season, if you keep going, you shall reap. You're going to reap. Your prayers and your efforts are not in vain. God said, you'll reap if you faint not.
Faint not.
Can you say, Lord, help me this morning not to faint, not to faint. If I'm on the edge, don't let me faint.
Lord, help us.
Don't lose heart now. The Holy Ghost through Paul spoke to all the Christians in Galatia, the just shall live by faith. Listen, just how important is your faith? How important is it? Your faith means everything to you. It is your hope. It is your overcoming strength. And it is your future.
Yeah.
It is so important that the Lord cries out to the Romans. Listen, he cried out to the Galatians. He cried out to the Thessalonians. The just shall live by faith. Glory to the Hebrews. God didn't stop the Holy Ghost through the writer. Cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, that ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, Brother Jason, for yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Can we pray this morning and say, I ain't a drawing back. I'm not sitting down. I ain't going to quit now. I'm going to keep on working until he comes. Let's pray. Your faith means everything to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Distance. You're frightened and nowhere to run.